This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Talk about Hashgachas Pratis, the end gimel. Now we're holding Perek Beis. Yeah? B'mikre amina nusha b'olam hazeh. Inek v'ekdamnu, e yestachas b'riya samina nushi, l'she yiske v'egil tev amiti, we said that the tachlis of the Bria Sanadushi is to get to be Mistarak on Shvaruch Hu. That's Olam Haba. The Nimsa Shasev Kol Gilgulav, Hine Amnuch Olam Haba. So the end of the entire process is the Menuch Olam Haba. Now, understand something. Menucha, there's two ways. There are two ways to look at menucha. I'm in the middle of doing something. I'm in the middle of painting my house. I'm tired. So I take a break and, take it easy. I take a weekend off. So that's one getter of menucha. There's another getter of menucha where I very much want to go home. It's a long trip. I have to take a wagon to get to the train, to get to the ship, to get this, and finally I've come home. That menucha is sort of the destination, and the entire trip and everything with it was a chetimta to get there. So there's a big difference between the menucha and amhaba, not the pshat. We have a life, but we get old and we die, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, so take it easy now. The menucha is a permanent state of Adam where he's supposed to be davar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The gilgulim, the happenings in this world, are just a means to get him there. V'nim tzadok gilgulim v'nam menucha v'nam v'amnam. Grozer ha-chachma al-yayna yoyis roi v'noyis she-yikdam lo-zeh matzab b'olam hazeh nik-sha v'nigbo v'chuk stefes ha-olam she-zeh ya-achon amit zuri la-gil tas nirtza. The Chachmas Yisbarach was that we in this world are bound up and kosher with the Yon of this world, and then we will get to the Tachas HaNirtza. The Firi Asherish Hazeh, the Siddur Kol Yon is the Olam Nias Lachon El Azmona. The Mashiach Achar Kabolim Tachlisi Shol Olam Habo. I want to speak a little bit at this point because I think there's a lot here that is not usually understood well, and therefore it's a mistake. He speaks over here about being kosher and nigbal b'chukas teva zahoylam. Let's give an example. A person who's very frum sits down and says, this is all nonsense, just about all in this world, there's nothing, and gives no value whatsoever to anything in this world. We once had many, many years ago, I'm talking about 35 years ago, we had guests in our house in Eretz Yisrael, very, 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 very from people, and it, like the mother was paying zero attention like to the kids, nothing. She asked us, like, We had plastic plates with like flower design on it. I mean, you're talking about in yeshivas, they have like plain white, melamine plastic bowls and plain blue ones. And we had the ones with a flower print on it. What he needed for it, it's just a volume, it's oilum oiver, it comes, it goes, and it's over, this and that. That was the attitude. The kids eat this, eat that. It's a big mistake. We're supposed to treat Olam Hazeh, like a world. When he says over here that we're kosher and nigba hustas olam, it means everything. The only thing that a person has to bear in mind is that it's a hachana of Olam Haba. In other words, there's a sense in a person where a person's sense of accomplishment, achievement, permanence, everything like it becomes this world. That's wrong. But the feelings of love, friendship, and beauty, the experiences that we experience in this world are a hanuch olam haba. So they need to be real experiences. A person has a close friend. I was at somebody's house, Lolena Yungaman, who sent shiva for a child there, like a three-year-old child who choked their Pesach, whatever was nifta. There was a sense over there, yeah, it's nothing, this world comes, goes. This world, a person is supposed to be toying Ava and Yira and Kesher. The Torah gave us a whole mahalach of experiencing this world. Shabbos is a ruchnistic time, but it means we're washed, we wear different clothing, we eat different food. There are a lot of physical experiences that give us that give us a sense of a different mitzvah. A person who uses that, and the line is a very sharp and fine line. On the one hand, we're supposed to experience the things in this world as they are, and take from them those, because those experiences, a person who has a child and feels very close to a child and wants all the best, doesn't want anything else to have to the child, is experiencing Ava. It's the only way that's going to put us in this world, for whatever reason, that our experiences in this world gives us the senses for the world to come. So we need to be genuine about it, and then there are Lasad Lavo with Toyim Ava in a much deeper sense. Avraham Avinu, who like the Rambam says, that his sacrifice of his son was the ultimate Ava for Ava, is one person in all of Chazal's history. That's a Yachid. We always say over the Chinuch, and I think it's a valuable Chinuch, extremely valuable Chinuch. The Chinuch asks, since Kohanim are Kaddish, and that's supposed to be Tomei, why did Allah be made Tomei to the Chorayim? The Chinuch says, because feeling sorrow for craving and crying for them is a need of a person, and Kaddish Baruch Hu does not want to take that away from a person. Kaddish Baruch Hu not take away emotional needs from a person. Then he asks, what about the Kohen Gadol? Kohen Gadol not Abim. So he says, the Kohen Gadol is already an Olam Haba. He sees things from the other side of the fence. And the Mela, he doesn't have the Tzad. So there are 100,000 Kohanim and one Kohen Gadol. So it's true that, so Marshall, the Vilna Goyen, when the Vilna Goyen sister came for visit, he told her, you know, this world is too busy, Mitzvah and Olam Haba will have time to sit and talk, whatever it is. That's a Hanhaga that tells you where the Vilna Goyen was. For anyone else to try to emulate that Hanhaga, he is either a Rasha or a Balgaiva. He either thinks himself, there was somebody once, or was teaching Esha Torah many years ago in the 80s. There was somebody there, Bal Tshuva, who was short on Seichel, unfortunately. And, or I should say, very short on Seichel. He got married, and he didn't talk to his wife, because it says, Altar B'Sich Meisha. So he would grunt, kind of. He would make noises like, you know, like, salt, this, that, because he wanted to be Mekar Altar B'Sich Meisha. And it did cause some issues in the Shalbais area. He didn't buy any jewelry because what's a piece of gold, a piece of silver worth, you know, when you have so much Olam Haba waiting, and so on. The end of the piece was that this guy at some point went off the derech. So, you know, the lack of seichel is, but in understanding the relationship. So, a person has a house. A person gets married, he has a house. So there are two extremes. One is he invests in the house like he's going to live there forever and ever and ever. And this is my mitzias, and this is my dream house, and this is my this. He's invested in this house. That's a certain denial that the house is only, it's a lease. We never own houses, we lease them. The second approach is, it looks like a dorm room. I was in a certain place where I had coal housing. I'm not, I don't know if you've noticed, I'm not fancy, I'm not especially into things, but Nicole Halsey, I went to visit somebody, and I told my wife, you know, it's like a Shiva dorm. It's like the minimal amount that a person has, say the need, hang a picture, give it a certain surah that's other than a dorm. The place was like a dorm. People hung their stuff on the walls outside, on the steps up and down. It just had no, and it's also, there's no, you know, we have to live this world. Living this world means all of the feelings, the emotions, and that, with the understanding that it's only hetimtza. So the people who can't let go, who the pshat is, the dream house is the culmination of this is what I was shayef for all my life. That's lacking in understanding. That's called tzolom haba. The people who don't have the minimum emotional investment, yeah, you know, and again, so yes, there's a Chaim Kanievsky, yes, but you're conscious of it. It's not Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim is out of it. Reb Chaim is in a different world. Chaim, since he was a young boy, his mind was someplace else. He was not here. Fine. Now, those are the people from that world who, like the Kanievsky's between God, but it's not a dogma. He says over here, this is the point he's making. Gozra Chachma Yerne Yis Roy Venor She Yukdam Lose Matzor Maze. He doesn't mean that gravity attracts us and that we came off as the speed of light. That's irrelevant. What he means is the context of our existence is this world, and therefore, you know, and everything in this world is like domifin. The av that a person gets, we don't understand what av is unless we experience it in this world. We don't understand what year is unless we experience this world. We don't understand menucha unless we experience this world. All of these inyanim are inyanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chachma was geyser that we experience in this world, and the understanding is it's all a template for something your own haba. Okay, we said it, we'll hold it here.
Rebbe.
Yeah.
Does that mean that somebody who doesn't necessarily do their arkana, whatever, when they get to Olam Haba, it's also like lahav, they're going to be hevel lahavolim, like because they didn't do the right prep?
I'm not such a big mumchan Olam Haba. I can't tell you much about it. But this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. The world of mitzvahs is a world of living this world. You know, v'davak be'ishtei v'ayla basa echad. There's the sense that there's another person that I can become one with, the sense that is these experiences. But there's avelus, there's ace tzara, there's ace chedvasa. All of these are experiences that we experience them, and that gives us certain understandings.
Yes. I just wanted to ask one thing on behalf of the Bochum. I know every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, brings an assignment to each person and to everyone, it's for a certain, everybody has to be in his mind in their own thing. But I just, and we don't have a right to say why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing things, but I just wanted to ask, is there any like just machshava in his mind and everything that's going on? Like just, I don't know, just something to think about. I don't know.
I'm reluctant until you all know what it's over with. But listen, there was such a sense of overconfidence. Somebody wrote something in Hebrew, posted something that was very powerful. It's like money is forever. I want to explain something to you. You know, people are thinking about the health part of it. The destruction of the economy is about to be horrendous. I mean, anyone who's working for a restaurant, a place, this is fired. Anyone who owns business that deals with catering, etc., traveling, anyone whose stocks are there, I don't know what the economic repercussions are. I mean, we've had a tremendous amount of selfish right list 10, 12 years. How much does it go to people's heads and you know, it's like a person begins to feel very comfortable, and so on. I don't know, you know, in my mind, Kufis of like, in A, how suddenly this came about, like a nothing from nowhere. It took so nothing to totally, it's like somebody would stick a pin in a tank, and the tank would fall apart. It's like you say to yourself, this tank is like impenetrable, and then somebody sticks a safety pin in it, and it undoes it. I mean, a virus is a nothingness, and all of a sudden, everything disappeared. I don't know, it's something that the person experiences these things. A person that I think in a big picture, on a personal note, you know, a lot of our Yiddishkeit is built on being part of a public. We sit in a boom-based medrash with a lot of people sitting and learning. A person walked to be yeshiva. So it's easy to take it more, sit down. Now we're going to be stuck ourselves in Dalaramis. Same thing with davening, you know, same thing with many other things. And the person himself should be able to find self and be able to impose Seder on himself. Basically, I have my daughter in Beit Shemesh. Beit Shemesh told me, "Bli Ben Asmanim," not now, Ben Asmanim, that one of her neighbors told her that Ben Asmanim in her house, she feels as if she has a preemie ward. Everyone's sleeping all day and they wake up every 3 hours for food. It's, you know, it's the same thing. It's like we have no structure, no sense. Can we impose on our soul structure? Can we wake up at a time when we decide to wake up? Can we daven when we decide to daven? Can we learn as long as we learn? There are many things like that that are a certain training on a person's personal life. I always say, you know, it's like the Torah for life. One of the reasons why there's a big crash is because we come from an environment that's been structured well for us. Anyone who's serious, reasonably serious, in a yeshiva environment, follows the yeshiva rules, is living a Ruch Mystical life. He's going to daven, say they're doing Mitzvah Yisrael, et cetera. He also goes from that to nothing. No one says boo, no one is on, you know, this is a type of thing that forces training like that on us. I don't know, those are some of the thoughts that I have.
Yeah, thank you so much.